Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. He's been on the show several times, not for a while. Very happy to have him back. Peter S. Cohen is a management consultant, venture capitalist, and he teaches strategy at Babson College out east. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, we talk about this economic crunch, and so many people are caught in the squeeze. But among the groups that seem to be hit the hardest are those with fixed incomes. Can you talk what this means for our seniors?
Well, it's bad because for the last 2 years, their Social Security payments have stayed unchanged because of the consumer price index that's used to adjust their payments. And that's been virtually unchanged, and so they haven't changed their the payments that they get. But at the same time, an awful lot of raw materials, commodities that go into the pricing of things that they might end up needing to buy, like food and gasoline and clothing, have been skyrocketing over the last couple of weeks.
Well, when grain prices are going up the way they are, why is the consumer price index not reflecting this?
Two reasons. First of all, because some of these prices have gone up tremendously just in the last couple of weeks, so
okay.
It's too soon. But secondly, when they adjust Social Security, they tend to exclude items like food and energy, which they consider to be volatile, and they focus on something called core inflation, which strips those things out.
They may be volatile. They're also essential.
Yeah, exactly, and they're also things that people really use and buy, and seniors use and buy. Now, one thing that I was talking to a friend of mine who's a senior, a former boss of mine, and he's saying that seniors tend not to buy new clothes. They tend to give away their clothes, so if the price of cotton goes up, that might not affect them too much unless they're buying gifts for their grandchildren. And they tend to not drive that much, so that doesn't the gasoline prices don't hurt them. But one thing that really gobbles up a lot of their budget is medicine. I haven't really followed the prices of medicine over the last couple of years, but my impression is that healthcare costs in general have been rising pretty quickly. So that's something that's squeezing into their budget. And then, of course, there's corn and wheat, which has gone up tremendously. Corn has been going up a lot over the last year. It's up 54% over the last year. So anybody who's eating corn or corn-related products is paying more. Wheat is up 44% since the end of June. So eventually that's going to affect prices of bread and other, you know, products that are coming from wheat. So I would imagine food prices are going to go up.
Food prices, what about energy costs?
Oh, yeah, well, that's absolutely going up. I mean, the price of a barrel of oil has shot up over $80 a barrel because traders are speculating on a declining dollar. And the price of gasoline has gone up tremendously just in the last couple of weeks. I've noticed prices up about 20 cents a gallon, and part of that is due partially to the price of oil, which we just talked about, and also partially due to the increased proportion of ethanol that will go into gasoline. It will increase from 10% to 15% if U.S. passes the regulations that they're expected to pass. And with the price of corn going up so much, that would probably translate directly into higher price for ethanol, which will feed into the price of gasoline.
Peter Cohen, our guest, and you've seen him on Good Morning America, Wall Street Week, and most of the cable shows at one point or another. When we talk about the not-so-golden years, what can seniors do at this point, and what can soon-to-be seniors do as they are approaching that age?
Well, I guess the short answer is that they either have to cut back or they have to take more risk on their investments. Cutting back seems like the safer thing to do, but you know, the problem is if you take greater risk, you might lose even more.
Right.
If you look over the last 10 years, for instance, you know, people, financial planners love to talk about how if you don't invest in stocks, you're going to lose ground with inflation. They talk about the long-term returns on stocks being around 7% if you go back over the last 250 years or something. But if you go over the past 10 years, stocks are down 17%. You would have been better off putting that money in a money market fund earning 1% than putting it in the stock market. The past doesn't really tell you anything about the future. I don't know anybody who knows what's going to happen to the stock market or what's going to happen to individual stocks. I can tell you that there are some places where traders place bets and sometimes get better than even odds that they'll make money. Do seniors want to get involved in that kind of activity? I don't know. You know, do they want to maybe look at investing in a bundle of in some sort of a an exchange traded fund that invests in commodities? Because it seems like commodities are almost a sure bet to keep going up and up and up. So, you know, not to invest in individual commodities, but perhaps to invest in a sort of a basket, a diversified basket of commodities. It seems like that's been a pretty safe bet over the last couple of years. And with the Fed about to announce something called quantitative easing 2, a new round of buying back long-term securities, which basically puts more cash into the economy, that's a cue for investors to continue to buy these commodities, which would drive their prices up. So, long-winded way of saying that if there's one bet that somebody might want to consider taking, one risk that a senior might want to consider taking, it might be in the area of buying sort of a diversified collection of commodities.
Peter, you are a venture capitalist. Would you bet on the American economic system right now if you were 70 years old, if you were 50 years old, and if you were 30 years old?
Well, I think the younger you are, the more risk you ought to take. I think that I've been doing a lot of research into startup companies and what makes them successful. I just finished up talking to 20 CEOs of startup companies over the last couple months, and there are a lot of them out there that I think are pretty exciting companies doing some pretty exciting things. But you know, that's not something that a senior is going to want to invest in because it may be a while before they get their money back, and some of those things may not work out.
Mm-hmm.
Longwood was saying, yes, if you're younger than a senior, some of these startup companies are doing interesting things, and you know, it's pretty exciting because it doesn't get any attention in the media at all, but I've talked to 20 of these companies, and there's a lot more out there that are growing rather dramatically. The ones that I talked to had about 1,100 employees in, between the 20 of them, and they were expecting to double the number of employees over the next year, which is pretty good. And so they're just solving problems with technology, and companies are buying it because it's making their businesses more efficient. And it doesn't get much attention, but that's a part of the U.S. economy that I would be pretty excited about investing in.
Peter, last question quickly. What do you think about the concept of privatizing Social Security, and will we see this within the next couple of decades?
No.
Not
going to
happen.
I don't think so because I think there's a lot of people who have a very fresh memory of the dot-com crash,
yes,
of the 2008 financial meltdown, and it's hard to imagine how much worse things would have been if in 2005, when the president then was going to use his political capital to privatize Social Security, he wasn't able to pull it off.
Peter Cohen, our guest, management consultant, venture capitalist, teaches strategy at Babson College. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate
it.
It's
an honor. Thanks very much.
All right.